I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. State judges refused a Jindal administration request to throw out much of a lawsuit against the governor, accusing him of illegally meddling in the use of Common Core education standards. District Judge Todd Hernandez ruled Wednesday that while the lawsuit could move forward, Governor Bobby Jindal cannot be questioned under oath as part of it. A group of parents and teachers who support Common Core sued after Jindal suspended contracts needed to buy testing materials that use the standards. The lawsuit accused Jindal of violating the Louisiana Constitution in his actions against Common Core. Jindal once supported the standards as improving student preparation for college and careers, but Jindal, who is considering a 2016 presidential campaign, now opposes them as a federal intrusion into state education policy. Well, just under a week from today, candidates will be signing up for the November federal election. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo looks at how the races are shaping up.
Political analyst Bernie Pinsonant does not anticipate a surprise entry into the U.S. Senate race, so Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu will be challenged by Republicans Bill Cassidy and Rahm Emanuel.
Those are the big three.
In the 5th Congressional District, Pinsonant expects Republican U.S. Representative Vance McAllister will face a larger field of challengers.
They're going to be four or five pretty strong candidates.
And in the 6th District, Pinsonant says, a large field of candidates headlined by former Governor Edwin Edwards will be seeking that soon-to-be-vacant seat. Jeff Palermo reporting.
State police have arrested the former chief financial officer for the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office on charges of theft and malfeasance in office. Trooper Albert Paxton says that troopers arrested 61-year-old George Tospin of Jonesville following an investigation that began in May. Sheriff James Kelly asked state police to investigate the possibility that Tospin stole public funds by giving himself unauthorized pay increases before his retirement. The Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office performed an audit that revealed Tospin received just over $22,000 in excess wages from August of 2009 to November of 2011. Tospin surrendered Wednesday. If convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison. Bond was set at $25,000. It's not immediately known if he remained in custody or had an attorney. Federal judges approved a $48 million class action settlement for Bayou Corn residents affected by a sinkhole that was discovered 2 years ago. The lawsuit was brought against Texas Brine, which was operating a salt mine that's believed to have caused the sinkhole. One attorney for the plaintiffs, Larry Santola, says they're happy with the judge's approval.
We're looking forward to putting money in people's hands and allowing them, hopefully, to close this chapter of their lives and move on to the next chapter.
The settlement will compensate 269 residents who lived in the area. They'll receive payments for their property and damages. The exact amounts will be determined by a special master. Santola says residents should begin to see some settlement money within the next few months.
We expect that the plaintiffs will get their general damage award as early as December, as late as January.
Santola says in a settlement like this, both sides give up some things in order to move on. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with the high in the upper 80s. A few clouds this evening with the low in the low 60s.